Cruz, Bloomberg reports China's government is telling Chinese airlines to stop accepting deliveries of Boeing planes. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady says it's a big blow to Boeing.
They're an iconic American company that China is targeting here. Boeing is the biggest U.S. exporter. They are responsible for the most in terms of one company exports.
On social media, Senator Patty Murray calls it bad news for the many companies that make up Washington State's thriving aerospace industry. President Trump is threatening to revoke the tax-exempt status of Harvard after the school said it wouldn't accede to White House demands.
Harvard warned without federal funding, cutting-edge medical, scientific, and technological research will come to a halt midstream.
It's not just that things have been stopped cold, which a lot of it has, like one day they're doing research and then the next day they can't. It's also the fact that they can't plan.
Erica Brown, CBS News, the White House.
A senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense has been implicated in an investigation into leaks. CBS's Cammy McCormick has that.
Dan Caldwell was escorted from the Pentagon today after being identified during an investigation into leaks. He has been placed on administrative leave. Hex's chief of staff issued a memo last month saying the Pentagon would conduct an investigation into leaks that could include polygraphs. That memo came on the same day the White House and Pentagon denied New York Times reporting that Elon Musk would receive a briefing on China war plans.
A suspect is in custody after a shooting at a high school in Dallas Tuesday afternoon. KRLD radio reporter Austin York has details.
All four were taken to the hospital with what is described as non-life-threatening injuries, the most serious being a 17-year-old shot in the leg. Superintendent Stephanie Elizondo said, "While this happened at the same school last year, this cannot become commonplace.
It certainly weighs very heavy on my heart, but I can't begin to imagine. As a parent myself, I'm trying to put myself in those shoes."
Several dozen members of the New Mexico National Guard are being deployed to Albuquerque, which has asked for help controlling growing crime. The deployment follows the declaration of emergency in the city by the governor. CBS's Jason Allen is there.
The police has cited in asking for help from the governor and help for national side of the use of fentanyl in this area, and also more specifically, juvenile crime. When I've talked to a few police officers who work in this area, they talk about concern about crime spiking, especially when kids get out of school.
The guardsmen won't be fighting crime. That is being left to the police. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including in the basics of AI with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to check GoodRx. GLP-1. GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including state-funded programs.
Efforts are underway to canonize a century architect who left his mark in Spain.
Pope Francis has put his celebrated Catalan architect on a path to sainthood. The next step would be beatification or verification of a miracle by Antoni Gaudí, a devout Catholic who was nicknamed God's architect for his work on Barcelona Sagrada Familia Basilica, which began in the 1880s. The construction lasted for more than four decades and remains unfinished. Gaudí was hit by a tram in Barcelona in 1926 and taken to a hospital for the poor because no one recognized him. He died 3 days later. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An aid agency says Afghan children will die because of U.S. funding cuts. The warning follows the cancellation of foreign aid contracts by the Trump administration, including to Afghanistan, where more than half of the population needs humanitarian assistance just to survive. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. It's 35 at our studios.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Hey, hey, hey. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Time will tell. If you believe short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to be through, I'd like to make you.
get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
It's time. decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
Stones to
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
Since the number one
up on
these old sight angles. Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't. Gonna make our own lightning. She got the way to move me, Terry.
She got the way to move me,
Terry, baby.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to groove me.
No
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright, blessed day, the night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. So on the faces of people going by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more.
Whenever you call me,
CBS News Brief. Hong Kong enters the U.S.-China trade war fray. It says its postal service will no longer send packages to the U.S. Reporter Alex Jensen.
First, it's goods bound for the U.S. by land or sea. And then from April 27th, airmail.
Federal judge calls out the Trump administration for doing, quote, nothing to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia home after he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. And his family is sending a message.
Stay strong. God hasn't forgotten about you.
That's his wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura.
I hope that the strength of faith and the resilience within us will keep us standing after all the punches we continue to receive.
A pastor from Tennessee rescued in South Africa after he was kidnapped during a sermon last week. Police there say three suspects were killed in a high-stakes shootout with officers. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day.